Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK.
Coming up on this week's show, Upfront talks to David Makes Man actress Alana Arenas about her role on the show and more. Rising stunt performer Brandon Arnold is here to chat about starring in Black Panther and his current projects. Upfront also talks exclusively to entertainment icon Vanessa Williams about her latest film, new music, and upcoming Atlanta engagement. We'll also be playing music from her, as well as Sade, Alpha Mist, and Liz Wright. But first, here's a word from our underwriters.
Support for WCLK programming comes from the Hammond's House Museum, celebrating artistic excellence, culture, and community by presenting Hammond's House Honors. The event recognizes artists, curators, and arts practitioners who elevate Black visual art. Thursday, September the 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the Southwest Arts Center. Ticket information is available at hammondshouse.org.
Wake up. This is Spike Lee listening to my man, Ray Cornelius, Upfront, 91.9 WCLK.
My first guest is Brandon Arnold. The 20-something-year-old is living his best life as a stunt performer and has appeared on the big screen in such blockbuster Marvel movies as Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, and Black Panther. He is currently working on the highly anticipated sequel to Coming to America opposite Eddie Murphy. Check out a portion of our conversation.
Brandon Arnold, welcome to Upfront. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. So we've been trying to do this for, like, what, the last 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
But your schedule has been extremely crazy.
Crazy, man. I know.
And there's a good reason for that. You are actually a stunt performer. And we met at the AFCA Synergy Awards that night. They were honoring, oh my God, I can't remember her name right now, but Gil Robertson's organization was honoring Carolyn Sloss.
Mm-hmm.
And ran into you while we were there. And you were like, hey, I'm this stunt performer, and I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I was like, you know, I've never had a stunt performer on my show. So here you are. Welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk about this, because you're living here in Atlanta.
Yes.
And you're actually kind of living a dream, in a sense. I mean, to be able to do films and television here in Atlanta, in your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was that always the end goal? Did you always know that you wanted to be a stunt performer?
So, like, when I was 8, my favorite movie of all time, I saw The Matrix, right? So I was just so fascinated with, like, just Keanu Reeves, just seeing him just in slow motion, watching just the bullets going by. And, like, every time I got done watching the movie at home on VHS, they had, like, a behind-the-scenes footage. And I was so fascinated by, like, stunts, the wire works, the action, the fighting. I'm like, yo, this is something I really want to do. Now, time passed. I'm, like, 24. I just never knew how to get there, you know? So when I hit 24, I'm a tumbling coach teaching cheerleaders how to do backflips, whatever.
Okay. Did you cheer in college?
I didn't cheer.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I didn't even finish college. I dropped out.
Okay.
But tumbling coach, a stunt guy walks in the building, and I notice him on YouTube. I'm like, yo, man, I love your stuff. How do I get into this industry? So he introduced me to, like, different people, and this one guy named Tony V. He trained me for 2 years, you know, on and off a little bit, but he taught me the basics. And then from there, somebody tagged me in, like, a post on Facebook, and that was the auditions for Avengers Infinity War. So that was Infinity War was my first gig ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge. Big.
It's crazy. Yeah. So and on set, I couldn't even, like, believe it. You know, 2 years training really hard, didn't book anything for those 2 years. But then I booked the biggest movie in the world at the time. Like, it's crazy. I'm just, I don't even know what to think right now. I don't even know what to say, you know. And I'm starstruck by the actors coming on set, seeing seeing everything before it hits theaters, you know.
Yeah.
Because I was a huge fan of, like, Marvel, you know, Avengers. And just seeing the characters and where, and, like, what happened to them. I was like, yo, Chris Evans, he has long hair now. He has a beard too. I'm like, well, that's crazy. Nobody knows this but me right now. So
yeah, it
was a good experience though.
And so after Avengers Infinity War, you went and did Black Panther, which
so how that happened, they pretty much use the same stunt guys throughout all movies. Endgame, Infinity War, and Black Panther. Now, I didn't do the entire run for Black Panther. I only did the reshoots.
Okay.
And that was cool, too. You know, the same costumes, the same the same crew, you know. So it wasn't a huge change, but it was definitely an opportunity, again, seeing Chadwick and Michael B. Jordan. It was awesome.
So you've got some exciting news that you can share with us.
I can.
Of something that you're currently working on right now that's taking place right now.
Correct.
In the city of Atlanta, and that is?
Coming to America 2. So I am Eddie Murphy's double for Coming to America 2. So far, yeah, yay, hooray. And that's huge too. Eddie Murphy, the legend.
Yeah, come on now. Everybody knows that this film is being shot.
Yeah, in
here,
Atlanta.
Yeah, here in Atlanta, and we're all excited because it's just like, I mean, this is one of those classic films. Everyone knows the lines to the film. We know the characters. Mm-hmm. We know the story.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they're going to reunite, I would say, a good 90% of the original characters, from the film are all shooting this. So, gotta be exciting for you.
Yeah, I never thought I would be doubling Eddie Murphy and Coming to America. Who knew Coming to America 2 was even happening? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I met Eddie, cool dude, nice guy. I was sort of starstruck when I saw him. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, damn, this is Eddie Murphy right now. Jeez, yeah. he played Mushu in Mulan, Donkey in Shrek. So I know this guy. Like I grew up with him, you know. And now seeing him in person, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You know.
So how can our listeners keep up with all the action that you're involved in on social media?
So Facebook, you can find me at just Brandon Arnold, Branden Arnold. And Instagram is B_Arnold7. That's where you can find all my cool action stuff, you know. So, yeah.
All right. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Support for WCLK programming comes from the Family Health Centers of Georgia, presenting the Toyota Sounds of Good Medicine Concert on Saturday, September 7th at 7 p.m., featuring performances by Dave Koz, Gerald Albright, Rick Braun, and Kenny Lattimore. Ticket information is available at the Mabel House Barnes Amphitheater or at Ticketmaster.com.
Different time with different people all around me. I would like to know of their different world and how different they find me. And just what's a whiz is he?
This is Lisa Arendelle, and you're listening to Ray Cornelius on Upfront.
You make a decision on a manager position?
Assistant manager, not yet.
You know when?
But don't worry about it. Once you concentrate on the job you got.
Is there a problem with the way I do my job?
No. Except for you linger too long and you talk too much.
Some call it customer service, Jay. I've been studying a business school syllabus about management, and everything hinges on the happiness of the customer.
I never said you had that job.
I know, but you said I had a chance.
No, I said to apply, but I don't want you spending money on books.
I got it from the library. I get most of my books from there. It's free still, except for King. I will spend money on King.
Okay. Well, don't. There's a few of y'all up for this position.
Is there anything more I need to be doing?
Well, for one, not buttoning your blouse all the way to the top isn't a way to get ahead.
You just heard a clip from OWN's new dramatic series, David Makes Man. It features my second guest, Alana Arenas, as the hardworking single-parent mother, Gloria, whose son, David, must choose between the streets or the higher education that may offer him a way out. I caught up with the Miami-born actress to discuss her role and the critical acclaim the show has already received.
Alana Arenas, welcome to Upfront. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am fantastic.
Yeah. Love your smile. I'm loving your energy.
Thank you. Same. Likewise.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're really excited about this show. And we were already, for you know, you guys that are tuning in, we were already talking offline just about how amazing this show, David Makes Man, the impression that it has made already in 3 weeks now on the television audience and what people are really thinking about this show. I was so excited when OWN announced that they were having this show, having Terrell come on board. He was partnering with Michael B. Jordan. Of course, Oprah Winfrey, everything she touches turns to gold. And just having this opportunity for more people to see his amazing work. He's already an award-winning playwright.
Yeah.
And his work has been out there for quite some time now, talking about this narrative of going from a young man to this adult and seeing this story unfold. And to know, I'm originally from Orlando.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And to know that this was shot in my hometown was amazing. And then to know that this was about Miami, which I have many relatives down there. So really excited about the show. Let's talk about, if we can, before we even get into your character, just the feedback from what viewers have said about David Makes Man.
There are so many people who tell me that, so I play Gloria, David's mother. I've heard a lot of people talk about just being able to relate because they have been raised by a single mother. The show makes them think about their relationship with their mother. The show makes them think about what their mother had to go through to get them where they were. Some people have talked about just not, you know, seeing this before, where we really go inside the mind and the heart and the soul of a young Black man. We need this so desperately in our country. I need to see somebody pointing the light on young Black men. You know, I have children. I have, you know, little play cousins and neighbors and nephews that I care about. And we all need to just really take this in and understand what they are going through.
Yeah. I remember seeing in the sneak peek, I think when Oprah was talking to all of the cast members and she had mentioned that this was sort of poetry on television. And if you've seen a Terrell play, you know that he uses a lot of symbolism. A lot of times you may be thinking one thing, but he's actually talking about another. And so I love how, especially with David's character, you have that other side of him that pops up.
Talks.
So I just love that. What was that like, I guess, as you guys were filming those scenes?
You know, one of the things that I know that the show creators were really interested in living out for the audience is the power of imagination and how sometimes that's all you have. When you're in a situation where you're really trying to survive, a reprieve, hope can come through what you can imagine, you know? And also, this is another window into the heart and mind of somebody. What are they imagining? What are they dreaming? What is their daytime nightmare? You know what I mean? The actual literal happening would be, we would, you know, do a take where the actual thing would happen, and then we would literally do a take where the dream happens, okay. You know? So that's, of course, exciting. But as a viewer, it's exciting to be able to take that avenue into somebody's mind.
Yeah, because when I believe the first episode, we were introduced to Sky, and then at the end of the episode, I was like, oh my gosh, this was his imagination.
Yeah.
This was not, I thought it was really weird that when we were introduced to him on the bus, how quickly he was off the bus when David turned around. I was like, God, that man moves. He moves really fast. But then I realized, okay, this was just someone, you know, who's part of his imagination. Let's talk a little bit more about Gloria. Where did she come from? Where, I guess, is the inspiration for her?
Yeah, so Gloria has two young men that she's raising by herself, David and JG. And, you know, playing a mother, being a mother in real life, sort of kind of helps you think back to your own upbringing, and you start to realize so much about parenting that you took for granted. You know, just getting day-to-day routine together for children is a lot, you know, and then you're working, it's a lot. So I have a whole lot of compassion for the fact that she's doing this by herself. Working on this show and playing Gloria has made me actually realize how much we really need to celebrate single mm-hmm. mothers in our community, worldwide, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But there are so many women in our community who are doing it. They're doing it by themselves. They don't get a break. They don't get a reprieve. We really need to support them and hold them up in love.
I love how they, and when I say they, the producers are presenting her, because we know that she is or has had a past of drug abuse, mm-hmm. but that's not something that we immediately see mm-hmm. when we meet her. Mm-hmm. We see this hardworking woman that could be, like you said, any woman in any community around the country. And so that makes her really relatable. So I like that they did not just kind of throw that in our face that, oh, she is, you know, because I haven't seen her do drugs yet.
Yeah.
But we know that history about her.
Yeah. And I appreciate them for that as well, because again, everybody's doing the best they can. You know, you don't want your greatest struggle or your greatest defeat to represent you. Mm-hmm. And that often happens, right? We know that happens in life. But if it were you, would you want it to be portrayed that way? Absolutely not.
Right.
So I appreciate that they are peeling back the layers and they're showing you who this woman is. They're showing you what her intention is. And, you know, like the saying is, you know, pressure bust pipes.
Yeah.
So you are watching her try to just manage her life. She tries so hard. She's doing everything she possibly can. And I feel like that's one of the things that the show sort of highlights, is that there are people who are working, they're working just as hard as anybody else, if not more, and not really advancing. It's just, you know, people are working with totally different tool sets, and we need to check that out. We need to lend some compassion, some grace, and see how we can come along and support.
Alana Arenas, thank you so much for being a guest today on Upfront. David Makes Man airs every Wednesday night at 10?
10, yep.
On OWN, and congratulations again, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
My hunger for him explains everything I've done to howl at the moon.
This is Coleman Domingo, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
You just heard the voice of former Miss America and entertainment icon Vanessa Williams singing Sister Moon. The triple threat performer will be in town next weekend for an engagement with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and talk to us about the show, her current film, future projects, and her interesting connection to jazz legend Ella Fitzgerald. Well, Vanessa Williams, welcome to Upfront. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Oh man, I am so, so excited to be talking with you. When I was talking to the ASO, which is one of my clients, and they said that they were bringing you, I was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? Because it's been some years, I think, since you've been to the city of Atlanta.
Let's see. The last time I spent a while there was when I was shooting Daytime Divas for VH1, and that was in 2016, and then it didn't come out until kind of they held it for like a year, so it didn't come out until 2018.
Yeah.
But yeah, they spent a few months shooting. We did 10 episodes in Atlanta.
Wow. Now, before we talk about your performance with the ASO, let's talk about your upcoming film titled Miss Virginia, which also stars Uzo Aduba. Can you talk about that one?
Yeah, it's a true story, and I play a reporter who kind of tries to go in and I want to say she tries to nail her in terms of her mission and facts and who she's involved with. So, you know, once you see the movie, it's a one day. I shot it in one day. It's literally me doing an interview. So, but it's a great story about a woman who basically fights against the school system, and Uzo does a phenomenal job.
Wow. I recently read that you're in a place now where you want to produce more projects. So is there a social issue or is there a subject matter that you really would like to get your hands on?
No, it's actually just opportunity. I have great partners now that I can actually get stuff done. It's one thing to have ideas and to talk about the ideas and keep running into dead ends, but you know, that's part of life. You hear no all the time, and now I've got a great partnership that I can actually get some stuff done. So I have a bunch of projects that some are historical, that are true, some are recently new works that I'm working with between stage and television and film, and I guess they're, back in the day we used to call them miniseries, but now, you know, like When They See Us or Escape to Dannemora, those are, you know, three, four episode streaming stories. I guess you would consider that miniseries. I've got one of those in the works too. So it's great to be able to get stuff done.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right that we don't get to see that many miniseries. I do remember miniseries as a kid. So yeah, we don't get to see many of those, but that would be amazing to see that coming from you. Will there ever be a Vanessa Williams biopic? I know that those are really popular right now. And just with,
I have one in the works, and it's, I would say, a slice of life pic. Okay. You know, it's not my entire story because I'm still living and I'm only 56, but it is a slice of life battle project that it's right now at a studio kind of locked up, and we'll see. So I can't really comment on it, but yes, there is something of that nature in the works.
Way back, take a look, she would cook when they were stomping at the Savoy.
Well, that was just a snippet of one of my favorite songs of yours, Elemental, which comes from your third album, The Sweetest Days, which, wow, was released 25 years ago, and was just a really nice mix of R&B, soul, jazz. Any fond memories from that project?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was kind of at the pinnacle of doing it all. While I was recording and shooting videos for that album, I was also starring on Broadway in Kiss the Spider Woman, and I just had my son the year before. So there's a lot of transitions, a lot of work. And Elemental was one that was given to me by one of my castmates that gave me the song. A friend of his had written it and knew me and said, listen, if you're looking for new material for your album, I think you'd like this. And I heard it and loved it. And fun fact that my mom's grandmother's name is Helen Fitzgerald, and her cousin was Ella Fitzgerald. They're all out of Elizabeth, New Jersey. So I guess I'm somewhat related to Ella. So yeah, that is a special fun fact for me.
Wow, that is amazing. Wow. Okay. Didn't know that. Since we're talking about music, it's been 10 years since your last album, The Real Thing, which actually peaked on the jazz charts. And just kind of wondering, since this is a jazz station, are we going to get more jazz from you? Because that seems to be just a lane that you kill it every time.
Thank you. Yes, it's in the works as, again. they have not... I know they're planning on doing a formal release, but yes, I am in the process of working on a new album. I'm very, very excited.
Wow. Is there something that you have not done? Is there something that you were just like, you know, I've been wanting to do this, I've never had the opportunity. What would that be?
One, which would be to perform in London on the West End. You know, that's the British version of Broadway, which I would love to do. I thoroughly enjoy bringing all elements of music and dance and acting together, and sort of got a chance to do that with Bye Bye Birdie, which we did for ABC for television back in, boy, that was 1995. But a movie musical, I definitely would love to kind of revisit that in a bigger scale. And again, I love creating original roles on Broadway. I've been lucky to have worked with so many amazing people in the stage world, with Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine, and Hal Prince put me into Kiss the Spider Woman, and you know, worked with Cheetah Rivera and some amazing people. and done revivals, but I would love to create a new work on Broadway, and hopefully that will happen shortly.
Yeah, and would you ever consider doing a one woman show? Because you've got enough to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's another idea I'm toying with. There's a couple in my whole list of production scripts that I've got compiled. There are a couple of ideas that could be very interesting. One's a one-woman show. The other one is kind of a two-hander. And not particularly my story, but one that would be familiar and has a lot of parallels. So, again, you know, these things take time to kind of finesse and find out where the right, you know, what the size of the theater is, who's the right theater company to produce it. Is it a commercial run? Is it a run for Lort Theater, which is a subscription house rep company? So there's so many things that you have to keep in mind when you're thinking about a specific project and how it's going to live and how it's going to really do justice to the piece. So all of that is in consideration, and yes, we have a couple of ideas.
Wow. Okay. Let's talk about what fans can expect next weekend, September the 14th, with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra.
Well, it's always a pleasure because I get a chance to hear my big hits with the full orchestra, which I just kind of sigh and close my eyes and soak it in as much as the audience does. Because, you know, when I'm on the road doing my stuff with my band, you know, all the strings are synth tracks, and you know, it still sounds fantastic, and I love my band's been with me for over 21 years or so. So, but hearing live instruments in a beautiful symphony hall is always a treat for me. So, yes, I'll be doing my hits. You know, Save the Best for Last, The Sweetest Days, Colors of the Wind, Dreamin', Rob Mathis, my musical director, does a tremendous job with all the arrangements, and I've worked with Rob since my first Christmas album back in, I think that was 96 or so. So we've been together for a long time. And then I get a chance to do some Broadway tunes that I've been able to do on Broadway, and those are, again, treats for me because I get a chance to put on another hat, and the musical theater folks that our fans love to hear that stuff. And then we groove. We do work to do. You know, we get a chance to kind of jam and do a little improv thing, so the audience gets to know my band. And so I love, it's a treat for me to be able to have real musicians, and also both my parents are music teachers, so I love the opportunity to go in as a musician and hear how wonderful everybody is.
Wow. Well, we cannot wait to see you on that stage. It's a beautiful facility, and those guys do an amazing job. So we're really excited about the show. How can people stay in contact with you on social media? How can they follow you?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook. It's Vanessa Williams Official. So there's a little blue check next to it. And so it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being a guest today on Upfront, and we can't wait to see the show next week.
Thank you so much, and thanks for your support.
All right. Ms. Williams, thank you so very, very much. Appreciate that. Thank
you.
Yeah.
All right, great. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, that'll do it for this weekend's show. I'd like to thank all of my special guests, Brandon Arnold, Alana Arenas, and Vanessa Williams. I'd also like to thank my engineer, Jami Wellman, and you. Please join us next Saturday, September 14th, for another exciting edition of Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry. Happy Saturday, Atlanta.
If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry has been brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 FM WCLK, an NPR member-supported station.